What's up, everyone? Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Today, we're diving into something that haunts us all, whether we admit it or not, the fear of failure and rejection. Ever feel like your heart skips a beat before a big presentation? Or maybe you hesitate to put yourself out there because you're terrified of what people might think. You know that feeling when you dream of achieving something amazing, but then that little voice in your head whispers, "What if you fail?" Well, guess what? That voice is a liar. And today, we're going to silence it for good. We'll explore how Stoic principles can help us conquer this fear and actually turn it into fuel for success. Here's the truth. Failure and rejection are inevitable parts of life. It's like trying to play basketball without ever missing a shot impossible. But here's the thing. They don't define you. They're opportunities to learn, grow, and become stronger. Think about your favorite athlete or entrepreneur. Chances are, their journey was paved with setbacks and rejections. They didn't let fear hold them back. They used it as motivation to keep pushing forward. First key takeaway. Embrace failure as a teacher, not an enemy. When you stumble, analyze what happened. What can you learn from it? How can you apply that knowledge next time? Remember, every failure is a stepping stone to success. Second key takeaway. Focus on what's within your control. You can't control the outcome of everything, but you can control your actions and attitude. Instead of dwelling on what might go wrong, focus on putting in your best effort and doing your part. Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. Third key takeaway. Challenge your negative thoughts. That voice whispering doubts. Don't give it a platform. When those fearful thoughts creep in, consciously replace them with positive affirmations. Tell yourself, "I am capable, I am worthy, I can handle this." You've got to fight for your mindset. Fourth key takeaway. Surround yourself with supportive people who believe in you. We all need that cheer squad. Seek out those individuals who lift you up and encourage you to take risks. Their belief in you can be incredibly powerful, especially when fear tries to hold you back. Fifth key takeaway. Celebrate small victories along the way. Don't wait for the grand finale to feel proud of yourself. Acknowledge every step forward, every obstacle overcome, every lesson learned. This builds momentum and keeps you motivated on your journey. Think about that last time you put yourself out there, even if it was something small, maybe asking a coworker for their opinion or trying a new recipe. Did anything bad happen? Probably not. More than likely, the world kept spinning and you learned something new. That's the beauty of facing fear. It often turns out to be less scary than we imagine. Now, let's dive into a real-life example. Imagine you're an aspiring musician who dreams of performing on stage but constantly worries about missing out or getting bad reviews. You keep practicing, honing your skills, and writing new songs, but the fear holds you back from sharing your music with the world. Sound familiar? Well, here's what Stoicism can teach us in this situation. First, remember that even seasoned musicians get nervous before a performance. It's normal. Second, focus on controlling what you can in your practice, your songwriting, and your stage presence. You can't control the audience's reaction, but you can control how well prepared you are. Third, challenge those negative thoughts by reminding yourself that every performance is a learning experience. Even if things don't go perfectly, you'll gain valuable insights for next time. Think about it this way. What's worse, never performing and letting fear win or taking the stage, putting your heart out there, and potentially making some mistakes along the way? Remember, true strength isn't the absence of fear, it's doing what needs to be done even when you're afraid. So, embrace those challenges, learn from your experiences, and never let fear hold you back from living a fulfilling life. Let me leave you with this. The only way to truly overcome the fear of failure and rejection is to keep showing up, keep trying, and keep believing in yourself. You are capable of amazing things. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who might need a little Stoic inspiration. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.